That dark June night, when Jillian pulled into the driveway under a circle of light, may as well have been 100 years ago. She isn't the same person she was when she arrived. That woman who tiptoed up to the front door with the sort of urgency only desperation can dispense would have already packed her car and been gone. She would never have stuck around to see what that investigator from Tucson would do with everything Sally told him. She wouldn't have remained in the vicinity, and she wouldn't have left a note behind for Ben Fry, even if she cared for him the way she does tonight. She'd be halfway through Pennsylvania by this time, with the radio on, loud, and a full tank of gas. She wouldn't bother to look in her rearview mirror, not for a minute, not once. And that's the difference. It's simple and it's plain. The person that's here now isn't going anywhere, except into the kitchen to fix her nieces some chamomile tea to settle their nerves. "We're perfectly fine," she tells the girls. Her hair is a disaster, and her breathing is ragged. Mascara is streaked across her pale skin in wavering lines. Still, she's the one who's here, not Sally, and it's up to her to send the girls to bed and to assure them that she can take care of things. "No need to worry," that's what she tells them. "They're safe and sound tonight." While the rain pours down, while the wind rises in the east, Jillian will think of a plan. She'll have to, because Sally could no more help her figure out what to do than she could leap from a tree and fly. No longer balanced by logic, Sally is weightless tonight. She, who has always valued the sensible and the useful above all else, lost her way as soon as she drove down the turnpike. She couldn't find the Hideaway Motel, though she's passed it 1,000 times before. She had to stop at a gas station and ask directions, and then she had her heart attack thing, which forced her to search out the filthy restroom, where she washed her face with cool water. She looked at her reflection in the smudged mirror above the sink and breathed deeply for several minutes until she was steady once more. But she soon discovered that she wasn't as steady as she'd thought. She didn't see the brake lights of the car ahead of her after she'd pulled back onto the turnpike, and there was a minor fender bender, which was completely her fault. The left headlight of her Honda is now barely attached, and is in danger of falling off completely every time she steps on the brake.